NBC Monitor News on the Hour brought to you by Kent Cigarettes. They give more taste, fine tobacco. To a smoker, it's a Kent. Now with the news, here is Russ Ward.
Riot police and National Guardsmen remain on duty this morning in Newark, New Jersey, where the death toll from three nights of street violence has climbed to 16. 12 persons, including one policeman, were shot and killed last night. Hundreds have been injured. New Jersey Governor Richard Hughes made an early morning tour of the troubled area today. He described the situation as still dangerous. Pope Paul VI announced today he will fly to Turkey later this month to confer with Eastern Orthodox Church leaders on the status of Jerusalem and the safeguarding of holy places there. This will be the pontiff's fifth trip outside Italy since he became head of the Roman Catholic Church. In the Middle East, more fighting between Israel and the neighboring Arab countries. That story and other news after this from Kent Cigarettes.
Down the mountain came a wandering man, see the country was the young man's plan, and no matter where this traveler went, he found people smoking Kent.
Up in the north,
the taste of Kent.
Down in the south,
the taste of Kent.
East and west,
the taste of Kent. More taste, fine tobacco,
that's what they said about Kent.
When he's wandered through the USA to his mountain, he'll return one day and forever. He will sit content by the fire with a Kent.
Everywhere you go today, you find more and more Kent folks, because Kent delivers the most satisfying taste in filter cigarettes today. Light up and see why they say, to a smoker, it's a Kent.
Once again, Russ Ward.
Tension continues in the Middle East today in air clashes near the Suez Canal and over the Sinai Desert. Israel claims the downing of three Egyptian planes. Egypt says five Israeli planes were shot down. There has been trouble on another front. That story filed through censorship from Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Tel Aviv.
For the first time since the Middle East ceasefire, trouble broke out today between Israel and Jordan, even while fierce air and artillery battles were going on between Israel and Egypt along the Suez Canal. Jordanian commanders charged Israel with violating the ceasefire, but an army spokesman here said Jordanian soldiers opened fire first at two spots near the Damier Bridge, which spans the Jordan River some 20 miles north of the Dead Sea. According to the Israelis, Jordanian machine guns opened up on an Israeli motorized patrol at 10:30 this morning, about 2 miles south of the bridge. At about the same time, the Jordanians fired at other Israeli outposts 15 miles north of the bridge. On both occasions, the Israelis fired back. They suffered no casualties. The incidents were in the area where tomorrow the first Arab refugees are due to cross back into Israeli-occupied Jordan under the auspices of the International Red Cross. Bernard Kaplan, NBC News, Tel Aviv.
A six-day-old labor dispute at the Newport News Shipbuilding and Dry Dock Company goes before the union membership tomorrow for a vote. Negotiators reached a tentative agreement late yesterday. Details were not made public. The shipyard was the scene of bitter rioting early Wednesday, and police remain on the scene. A wildcat railroad strike could be called tonight, but government and industry sources say the walkout, if it comes, probably would be against only a few major lines rather than nationwide. Heads of the six shop craft unions involved in the labor dispute say they will not call a strike, but have no control over whether the men walk out on their own. More in a moment.
Across the land, thousands of members of the Retail Clerks International Association retire from their jobs every year. They're not worried about their future security because their union agreements provided for employer-paid pensions. Before retirement, under provisions of their union contracts, they were assured good pay, good working conditions, and many on-the-job benefits. Now they can look forward to assured incomes for the rest of their lives. For more information, write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036.
The International Red Cross is sending additional planes to the eastern Congolese city of Kisangani to bring out more white hostages from last week's rebellion. The number of hostages still in Kisangani was not known. 10 Americans were said to be among those awaiting evacuation. The Central Congo government says the rebellion has been crushed, that the foreign mercenaries have been chased out of the Congo. U.S. Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker, in a speech to be delivered in Saigon, rejects allegations that the United States is supporting a particular candidate in the upcoming presidential election in Vietnam. The name frequently mentioned, Chief of State Nguyen Van Thieu. Ambassador Bunker says, we support no single candidate and we oppose none. President Charles de Gaulle has sailed aboard a French cruiser on an official visit to Canada. It is the first such trip by a French head of state in 16 years. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when the Retail Clerks International Association brings you NBC Monitor News.
Hi, this is Red Buttons. I grew up in city streets, and I found a lot of help and companionship in the Boys Club of New York. And I mean help. Now my club is asking for support and its drive to send city boys to a wonderful summer camp. Will you join me, please, in helping? Send whatever you can, or a bit more, to the Boys Club of New York, Box 77, New York 9, New York. That's the Boys Club of New York, Box 77, New York 9, New York. Thanks, folks. We really appreciate it.
If the world looks pretty terrible when you open your newspaper, ask yourself, what did I do to make it better today? Worship this week. Put your faith to work every day.
Don't move, just leave your guard now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Well, that just about says it all. But I'd like to add that we'll have a report on this weekend's auto racing activities in just a couple of minutes. I'm Gene Rayburn.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, a pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna groove here. Love's gonna romp here. Love is gonna swing here. Love's gonna live here again. I ain't never gonna move.
Buddy Greco on Monitor.
When your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, you need the soothing relief of Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
Over now to our sports department and Mel Allen.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend checkpoint for Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many famous service stations from coast to coast that carry a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted will be along in just a moment. You know, most everyone agrees there's nothing quite like the good old summertime. But let's face it, hot weather driving, especially long vacation trips, can be mighty rough on your car's engine. Under extremely hot temperatures, motor oils thin out. That's why at this time of year it's so important to choose the right motor oil for your car. We believe the right one is one of the many famous brands of Pennsylvania motor oil, and with good reason. When crude oil from wells in the Pennsylvania region is refined, it produces a motor oil of superior lubricity, or oiliness. This gives you extra driving stamina, extra protection for today's high-speed engines, and for extended hot-weather driving. So follow the lead of sports car fans. For the good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil.
Oh, and don't forget about those rally kits that the refiners of Pennsylvania Motor Oils are offering to sports car clubs all across the country. For just $1, you get 6 checkpoint signs, windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100, and a pad of rally scoring slips. To get your kit, send $1 to Checkpoint, Box 96, Oil City, Pennsylvania. Now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. In a statement issued today by Donald N. Fry, the Vice President of Product Development, the Ford Motor Company limited its activity on the international motor scene. Following this policy, Ford will not enter a factory team at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in 1968. It is presumed that similarly affected will be Daytona, Sebring, Targa Florio, and Nürburgring. Mr. Fry further stated that Ford would place its major race interest in stock car and drag race events during 1968 and will also extend its program to another front and will enter the Canadian-American series for modified sports cars. Presumably, its new Can-Am engine will be a 390 cubic inch version of its present 350 V8 to get as close as possible to the SCCA 7-liter maximum. While Ford has made its decision to withdraw from such international competition as Le Mans, all those affected by the recent FIA ruling which would reduce the displacement to 3 liters and remove the big machinery from competition are meeting in Europe on July the 31st with the idea of possibly obtaining reconsideration of the ruling in time for 1968 planning. This weekend's racing activities are varied. At Oswego, New York, the Sprint division of the United States Auto Club competes in 2 50-lap events over the paved one-half mile, while at Winchester, Indiana, the IMCA Sprinters take part in a grand championship program over the high banks. These same cars and drivers are to be seen in competition later in the season at the Allentown Fair on August the 5th and again on August 12th, the first appearance in many years of IMCA this far in the East. For the sports car enthusiast this weekend, there are 2 SCCA national meets, the New York region at Bridgehampton, Long Island, and for the Cincinnati region, a national at Mid-Ohio Raceway in Lexington. 9 countries are represented in the lineup of 22 drivers entered for the British Formula One Grand Prix at Silverstone today. Dan Gurney of Costa Mesa, California, is the lone U.S. entrant. Dan, who drove his American-made Eagle to victory in the Belgian Grand Prix a month ago, is teamed with Bruce McLaren of New Zealand in Eagles. The British Grand Prix this year marks the midway stage in both the Drivers' and the Manufacturers' Championship contest. Denny Hulme of New Zealand leads in the Drivers' battle with 22 points, while in the Manufacturers' race, Repco Brabham leads with 27. Something new in automobile racing comes into being on the successive weekends of July the 23rd and July the 30th. Titled the First Intercontinental Road and Track Series, a 150-mile event for Indianapolis Championship cars will first be contested on the road course at Indianapolis Raceway Park on July the 23rd. On the following Sunday afternoon, July the 30th, these same cars will race a 150-miler over the paved mile Big D at Langhorne, Pennsylvania. A special award of $5,000 plus the challenge trophy will go to the driver who compiles the greatest number of points in the 2 events. This is Ted Webb.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you twice each weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. For the lasting good of your engine, insist on a Pennsylvania Motor Oil. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports.
The results of this weekend's racing, as well as reports on other activities in the sport of speed, will be brought to you tomorrow. In the meantime, keep your own motoring activities at a safe level, observe the laws, and don't speed, please, and stay on the monitor beacon.
The Sabres theme from the NoCal Suite. NoCal, 11 great calorie-saving sodas, 2 great calorie-saving sweeteners. The NoCal Savers. We lost the calories, we saved the flavors. Available in no deposit, no return, half-quart bottles.
And look for NoCal's delicious sugar-free black cherry and coffee syrups in 8-ounce bottles. Perfect for Weight Watcher recipes. Be a loser and love it with the savers from NoCal.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Gene Rayburn again, and without further ado, Monitor has some music for you. You only live twice. Nancy Sinatra sings it once.
Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer, I'm interested in one of your surprise time deals.
Good. Slip on this hat with the funny horn.
Okay.
Register surprise and your brain impulses make the horns honk. Now, look at this 1967 Rebel. Tom McHale of Mechanics Illustrated says there isn't a better intermediate-sized car sold in the U.S. than the 1967 Rebel.
I'll take it.
The Rebel?
The hat. And the Rebel, too. Surprise?
No, Rebels outsell the hats 5-1.
Surprise. You get your kind of deal on your kind of car at your American Motors Rambler Dealer.
There's no doubt that the mission that concludes a combat pilot's tour of duty has to be one he'll remember fondly. And for Captain Gene Eskew of the 354th Tactical Fighter Squadron, that long-awaited 100th mission over Vietnam has been successfully flown. But at Tak Le Royal Thai Air Force Base in Thailand, he recounted the mission he considered most memorable, and it wasn't the 100th.
My most memorable mission, really, is the one in which... I shot down a MiG-17. We had bombed a barracks area about 25 miles southwest of Hanoi. As we pulled off the target, I spotted two MiG-17s. I immediately took the flight after them. And in the air battle that took place, I severely damaged one MiG. In fact, the MiG probably went down. When last seen, he was headed straight at the ground from about 1,000 feet. However, as the claims of enemy aircraft destroyed go, I didn't see the MiG hit the ground, nor did anyone else in my flight. So I couldn't claim a kill on that MiG. I could only claim a damage. Proceeded back out to our post-strike tanker for our air refueling prior to landing here at Tak Le. and we learned that one of our pilots had been down near the target area and that a rescue attempt was in progress. Just as I was getting to the down pilot's position, one of the rescue aircraft, an A-1, called and said that he was under attack by four MiG-17s. I immediately took the flight back over to the area where the A-1 pilot was, and when I spotted him, he had four MiG-17s just hanging over the top of him. I didn't see the MiGs until I was almost upon them. I was well past supersonic speeds at this time, and my reaction time, I just couldn't draw a bead on one to get a shot, so instead I flew right through the middle of MiG formation, and they scattered to the winds when they saw the four 105s, and they'd been looking for an easy kill, really, and they had a propeller-driven aircraft, very slow, and they had a distinct advantage. And so the air battle ended going round and round at low altitude until one MiG decided he was going to try to run for home and just outrun me. Well, nothing can outrun a 105 at low altitude, and it was the perfect thing that I wanted him to do. And so basically I had a very easy shot at the MiG straight away as he was going, and I fired my Gatling gun at him from an estimated range of 1,000 feet into about 50 feet. And as I pulled up to avoid running into him with my aircraft, he exploded right under me. And I saw the MiG burning on the ground this time, and my number two man saw him burning on the ground, the number four man saw him burning on the ground. So it was no doubt this time that I actually got my MiG.
Captain, being credited with a MiG and a probable and 100 missions, I'd say you've done a real fantastic job.
Well, I don't want to take any credit for the other pilots here at Tok Lee or at Karat or Yuban who fly the missions in the north, and the rescue people who have done a fantastic job for us. We've gotten people out of places it just seems impossible to pick them up because these people have done a fantastic job. They've been flying for a long time, and now that my war is over with, they're still going on. As you can hear the burners light around here all hours of the night and day as aircraft leave.
We have been speaking today with Air Force Captain Gene Eskew. Captain Eskew has just completed his 100th combat mission over North Vietnam, and will soon be headed for home. This is Air Force Sergeant Jack Davis speaking to you from the Combat News Center at Tok Lee Royal Thai Air Force Base, Thailand.
Our congratulations to Captain Eskew on completing his tour of duty, and we wish the men he leaves behind a safe return, too. Every weekend, Monitor keeps you informed on men and events in Vietnam, as well as keeping you up to the minute on all the important news wherever it happens. Now, let's move over to our culinary department.
Some people just don't believe that accent makes a difference when it comes to food. Take Herb.
All right. When Barney barbecues, he uses accent. I don't use accent. You want to convince me accent wakes up sleeping flavor? Take Barney's leftovers and take my leftovers and let's have a taste test.
Herb.
Yes?
Barney never has any leftovers.
Oh.
On Monitor next, Two for the Road, Ed Ames.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me. And any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years. Precious memories, selecting souvenirs and living life the way we please. In summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a long as long as love still wears a smile. I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's a long, long while. As long as love still wears a smile, I know
This is Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house. Well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally. And between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo.
Horace Jankowski, What Now, My Love? I'll tell you what. A few words from the NBC radio station nearest to you. For example, in and around Globe, Arizona, KIKO, followed by more of the most varied show in radio, Monitor 67, and more of Gene Rayburn. That's what?
This is Lindsay Nelson. Why not join me on Monitor Goes Fishing this weekend on NBC Radio?
Mom beat the kitchen heat. Wetson's hamburgers are the thing to eat. Their French fries also are great, with Wetson's creamy, refreshing, thick shakes. At Wetson's, in Queens, New York, there's a Wetson at the corner of Woodhaven and Queens Boulevard.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Why don't you try it? NBC Monitor on NBC.
Yes, it's Monitor 67. It's summertime.
And the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
As a matter of fact, we'll be talking fishing with a feminine disciple of Isaac Walton, singer Anita Bryant, in a couple of minutes. I'm Gene Rayburn. And brand new from King Richard's Flugel Nights, here's Horn Dewey. That's H-O-R-N-D-U-E-Y. And don't ask me what it means. Nobody knows. Just enjoy it.
Thank you.
give you a call and find out how everything's going at home.
A Bell System reminder to traveling men who'd rather be home. Long distance can brighten up a hotel room in any strange city. For a little while, you'll be home with your family, saying things that are always new, like, I'll be back Friday night, or I miss you, or I love you. Long distance is the next best thing to being there.
I love you too, dear.
Next, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson, brought to you by DuPont Stren Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it. Here's Lindsay.
Listeners to Monitor know that girls go fishing, too. But just how good are they? Well, there is a girl, a mighty pretty girl, whom you know best as a singer, who can fish rings around most men. She'll be here after a word for fishermen and fisherwomen, too, from Gene Shepherd.
You know, most fishermen spend practically all of their time thinking about the different kind of lures they're going to use for various types of fish, pickerel, smallmouth, largemouth, walleyes. And very few of them actually give much thought to the line that is attached to that lure. And let me tell you, a bad line on a good lure is bad news. Whereas a good line on a good lure almost invariably means what fish there are in those waters. And if you've been doing a lot of fishing lately and having a lot of bad luck, why don't you try a change of line? I think you may find it interesting, particularly if you try Stren by DuPont. Because Stren is one of the finest fishing lines ever fashioned by man. It's fluorescent. The fish can hardly see it. You can see it totally. Gives you control. Gives you workability. And tensile strength. Stren by DuPont. The best.
Anita Bryant is quite some gal. She's pretty as a picture. She sings like a lark. She's a fine mother of two fine children. And also, Anita Bryant can fish better than most men. And she likes to cook her catch. Our Monitor reporter talked with her at her home in Florida.
Anita, you, I think, probably fish better than most men. How did you learn?
Well, actually, I still am learning. I haven't really mastered it by any means. I started back in Oklahoma, my native state, and I just started going on vacations with my parents and was using minnows and worms and fishing on the riverbanks for bass and crappie, and that's how it all started.
All right, now, you caught your first fish in Oklahoma when you were a little girl, and that's Sweetwater country, but now you're living in Miami, here in Florida, and we have some freshwater fishing here, but, of course, we're best known for our saltwater fishing. So let me ask you, which one you prefer? You like sweetwater or saltwater fishing?
Oh, there's no comparison because the saltwater fishing here in Florida, particularly in the South Florida area, is just the greatest. You have so many varied types of fishing. Like, we're 5 minutes from the Gulf. We can go out and go for dolphin with, trolling and the big bait. Or we can go down in South Miami and the flats and fish for bone. And I prefer this kind of fishing because it's much more skilled for an angler. This is a fishing paradise. That's the reason I like fishing here.
Well, speaking of the sport, Anita, what would you say is the real difference in the fighting capabilities of fresh and saltwater fish?
I find that the saltwater fishing is much more exciting. Of course, we give the fish a better than average chance of getting away. That's what a real angler would do. That's the real sport of it. And I use very light tackle. Like, I caught a 60-pound tarpon down in the Everglades at a Flamingo Park, a great place to fish for tarpon. And I was using an 8-pound test, and I caught a 60-pound tarpon. Took me about an hour and 45 minutes to bring it in. Now, that's a real thrill. That's really fishing. And you couldn't get that with the bass and crappie back in Oklahoma.
Is that the biggest saltwater fish you ever caught?
No, actually. First time we went deep sea fishing. Now, here's the difference of being a fisherman and an angler and going out for a real sport of it. Bob and I, our first venture into deep sea fishing was down in Isla Mirada, Florida, down off the Keys. And neither one of us had ever been deep sea fishing before. And we went out. As a matter of fact, it was a little rough, and we both got rather seasick, to say the least. We were both over the side, and the captain, as you know, anybody can catch a sailfish today because the line is like rope, and they see the fish and they maneuver the boat around so that anyone can catch a sailfish. You just pay your money and use the right kind of bait and the big kind of rope, and you can catch one. To give you an example, we were over the side of the boat. All of a sudden, he says, "Sail coming up." So I rushed to my seat, and I caught a sail and went back over the side. And then about 10 minutes later, he says, "Another sail." Bob came back from over the side, sat down and caught his fish, and then went back over. And we were sick the rest of the trip, but we stuffed our fish because we were so proud. But we really didn't know too much what we were doing. That's the reason We prefer the real light tackle and we like to give the fish better than every chance of getting away.
You sound like you really get a kick out of fishing.
I really do. I get a thrill. I can't stand just sitting and letting the line, you know, sink down to the bottom. I'm very impatient. I have no patience with that. That's the reason I like casting and the real sport of it.
Can we talk some more in a while about fishing here on Monitor?
Great.
All right. Biggie Nevins here for Monitor.
Anita Bryant, who is as much at home behind a fishing rod or cooking up a mess of fish as she is before a microphone. This is Lindsay Nelson for Monitor. Now this word for fishermen and fisherwomen about DuPont Strand.
The finest rod and reel and the fanciest lure won't really perform without a first-rate line. To get the most out of your fishing equipment, use Stren Fluorescent Monofilament by DuPont. Stren is strong and abrasion-resistant. It's limp yet has low stretch. Stren has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance, and because Stren glows soft blue, it's easy for you to see, but to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky, almost invisible. Buy Stren Fluorescent Fishing Line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be brought to you again later today by DuPont Stren. And reporter Biggie Nevins will take up Anita Bryant's invitation to talk more fishing. You're on the Monitor Beacon. 13 and a half minutes before the hour, precisely the right moment to listen to Matt Monroe sing These Years on Monitor.
These years are the good years. They'll be good years to remember. It's our time in the spotlight, time to taste life, time to live. Yes, these years are the good years, and when someday they're behind us, how lovely to remember each of these years we're spending now. When the good years are behind us, how lovely to remember each of these years we're spending now. Yes, the good years we're spending
now. Harry, that was the worst motel
you've ever picked
in your
life.
What do you mean, don't start? It's a real flea-bag place.
Say that about the Taj Mahal.
If there were bugs,
it's easy for things to go wrong on a trip. But it's just as easy for things to go right. Stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide. The mobile travel guide inspects and rates motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants all over the country. So when you stop at a place, you know just what you're getting into.
Gladys, that looks like a nice place.
Oh, here we go again.
Next, Monitor Comedy Time with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, brought to you by 1 Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. If you're a woman, of course you can't buy a new outfit every time you go out, nor a new suit if you're a man, but you can feel like it in clothes freshly dry cleaned by 1 Hour Martinizing. Martinizing is the modern method that refreshes and renews clothing in just 1 hour, yet costs you no more. Here's an important point to remember about franchise martinizing. Your neighborhood 1 Hour Martinizing dry cleaner does all work right on his premises. That means he can give your clothing more attention, extra care, like thorough cleaning of cuffs and pockets, special handling for sweaters and knits, there's a button missing, it's replaced free. Minor repairs are made at no charge. And, of course, there's never an extra charge for that prompt, martinizing service. Everything comes back to you looking and feeling fresh and clean, like new again. Next time you have clothes to be dry cleaned, try one-hour martinizing, the economical way to enjoy that new clothes feeling. There are over 2,500 one-hour martinizing stores coast to coast and around the world. Now let's join Nichols and May in the balcony of this movie theater, see? No need to buy tickets. The usher knows me.
Oh, Isabella, Isabella, Isabella. Isabella, I can't go on this way.
Madam.
Shh, I'm watching.
Madam, I wonder whether you'd mind removing your head. I can't see the screen.
So badly.
Stand over there, Christopher.
Madam, please.
I'm trying to watch this.
Oh, would you please take off your hat?
No, I will not take off
my hat. I can't see the movie.
I will not take off my hat. Shh.
I'm asking for the last time. Please remove your hat. I cannot see the screen.
You are disturbing everybody.
All right, you're under arrest. Did you hear me? You're under arrest.
You can't arrest me. You're not a policeman. Now, just keep quiet.
Well, I'm a private citizen. A private citizen can arrest somebody. I arrest you as a private citizen. You're under arrest.
Well, so are you.
What do you mean?
I arrest you, too. That's what I mean. I arrest you for disturbing the peace.
You can't arrest me. I arrested you.
Well, I can arrest you right back. So if I'm under arrest, so are you. So there.
All right, we'll just see what happens at the station. Come along, please.
As soon as the movie is over.
No, now.
As soon as the movie is over.
I've arrested you.
Shh, I've arrested you, too.
Now, look, I arrest you as a private citizen. You'd better just come along.
Well, I arrest you back as a private citizen, so you better just keep quiet. Sit still. You're in my custody. You're my prisoner.
I'm your prisoner?
Shh, yes, you're my prisoner.
Well, if I'm your prisoner, then take off your hat.
I'm not going to take off my hat. I don't have to take off my hat.
Shh. All right, look. I'll release you from arrest if you release me.
Well, all right.
It's a good thing there's nobody else up in this balcony.
Well, it's definitely a good thing nobody else was there. Otherwise, they'd be carted off to the funny farm in a flash. Mike Nichols and Elaine May will be heard again on Monitor later today.
Yes! Yes!
Your Oldsmobile dealer is saying yes during his annual YES, year-end sale.
Yes!
Year-end savings.
Now!
He's got the car for you. 36 youthfully styled models, more features than ever. Want a luxury car in the low-price field? Cutlass Supreme.
Yes!
Live big, spend small.
Save!
Want an economical full-size car? He's got them. The all-new Delmont 88. Hardtops, convertibles, choice of rocket power.
Yes!
Lowest priced 88.
Save!
If you fancy something fancier, here's fine car elegance without paying the fine car price. Delta 88 Custom.
Now!
Luxurious interiors.
Wow!
See your Olds dealer, the Yes Man, for a great deal on a fabulous front-wheel drive Coronado or an elegant 98.
Yes!
Year-end sale.
Now!
This is a wonderful season of summer, and the Ray Conniff Singers help make it so.
I love summer. I love summer. All the world comes alive in the summer. Summer's playtime, holiday time. It's the fun in the sun, surf, and spray time. There's no gloom now. All's in bloom now. Round the world, lovers look to the moon now. If a kiss is not missed, there's a reason you see. It's that wonderful season, the summer. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If a kiss is not missed, there's a reason you see. It's that wonderful season, the summer.
Here's a Monitor sports bulletin. Roberto Di Vicenzo of Argentina has just won the British Open Golf Championship at Hoylake, England, with a 10-under-par total for the 72 holes. Jack Nicklaus was second with an 8-under-par score. And no doubt we'll have more to report on that a little bit later on. Fiery actress Melina Mercouri was stripped of her citizenship this week by the military junta that now rules Greece. And she'll have plenty to say about that when she's Monitor's guest later today. Also on the guest list, June Havoc, up-and-coming orchestra leader Reuben Mitchell, a Mississippi riverboat captain, a dog psychologist. Yeah, that's a switch. Usually you try to keep your dog off the couch. And, of course, that's a little funny laugh. Is he going to be in the studio here? When I make a little joke, you have to laugh when you're... Otherwise, get out of the studio there. Of course, they're all the entertaining and informative Monitor features, comedy, sports, news, music. So need I say more? No, just stay tuned. Ever been rained out at a cookout? Next time it happens to you, just bring the party indoors, fill their glasses with Miller High Life, the champagne of bottled beer. Those hamburgers cooked in the kitchen may not taste quite the same, but the distinctive flavor of Miller High Life is unbeatable indoors or out. More and more people are discovering the refreshing taste of Miller High Life. It goes so well with good food and good times. So go ahead with your cookout plans and don't worry about the weather. Just be sure you have plenty of Miller High Life on hand in cans or crystal clear bottles. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. Poco Rio, Joe Harnell's orchestra, Gene Rayburn, and I'm not alone in urging you to stay.
Keep to the latest news now, it's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now, from everywhere. But hey,
here's a treat that's hard to beat, melted cheese on Wetson's hamburger meat. Having one is lots of fun, but if you really want to feel great, feel strong, and really bubble, ask the man for Wetson's Cheeseburger Double. It's great. Now, here are the facts real straight. Two government-inspected all-beef hamburgers, all grilled to perfection on a toasted bun, and topped with that taste-tingling, velvety, smooth cheese. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Go to Wetson's by day or night. It's always an eating delight. Golden brown French fried potatoes, Wetson's thick shakes, and now that delicious double cheeseburger. Mmm, love that cheeseburger. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In Belrose, Queens, there's a Wetson's at 247 53 Jamaica Avenue, 2.5 blocks east of the Belrose Theater. In the Bronx, New York, there's a Wetson's on Boston Road between East Chester and Baychester Avenues. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Nighttime is the right time for Long John Neville and his guests, midnight to 5, on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.